So, did you hear about the amorous owl who stayed in because it was raining? That's right, it was too wet to woo. Think that's bad? Here's another one. There's a golden eagle and a sparrow and a chatty. And the golden eagle says to the sparrow, he says, I'm just wondering, because he did impressions of Alan Bennett, you see. He said, I'm just wondering why I'm so big and strong, and you are so small and puny. The little sparrow looks up, he says, well, he says, I've not been so well. Yep, very poor. Yes, here is another comedy ramble. I've not done one of these for a bit, although I have been doing loads of rambling and bird watching. This is me walking alongside a local river, not too far away from where I live, looking for some grey wagtail. There we are, that's what I do of an evening. Like Indiana Jones, me, except he goes looking for treasure and gets chased by Nazis, whereas instead I go for a walk with two dogs and binoculars and nothing like Indiana Jones, really. But anyway, as I said, another comedy ramble, so I thought, well, we'll do one about bird watching. So here goes. You see them going past there, three little ducks, 222. Cheating, isn't it? Because bingo, it should be two little ducks, 22. Or, what is it? 6 and 2, clickety duck. Or a duck and a fat lady, 28. Aye. Yeah, what the hell am I on about? God knows, God knows. Yes, here we go. Yes, so, bird watching. The question is, how did it come about? Well, I should imagine it the same way that history came about. Somebody just decided to invent it. You know, in the early days with history, I mean, that was a doddle to learn. When was the battle of such a thing? Last Tuesday. What did you have for your dinner yesterday? You know, that kind of thing. You know, you, in the dawn of time, you'd not really much to go back on, had you? So, I think it's the same with bird watching. So, here we are, Caveman Og. Og, or whatever his name is, he comes along, and his mate sees a bird there. He says, what's that? He says, it's a bird. Now, this is, of course, if we go down Darwin's theory of evolution, and we discount Adam and Eve and all that, you know, because everything in the garden had a name, and what's that here? It's a serpent. How do you know? Well, it looks like a serpent. All right. What's that? Rhinoceros. Oh, and a tiger, and a lion. Surely these shouldn't be on the same continent. Anyway, I digress. So yeah, so Caveman Og's there. His mate says, oh Luke, what's that? He says, it's a bird. And I said, a bird, is it? Yeah. I said, they fly them, you know. I said, that's how you can tell, as it's a bird. It's not a cow, because cows don't fly. All right, he says. Well, I said, there's another bird there. He says, that doesn't look the same. He says, no, that's because it's a different one. What, you mean like, you know, Og and Og, like we look different? Said, well, yeah. And this must be when he thought, hang on, I'm onto something here. If I give each of these a name and categorise them, everybody else will have to follow suit and they'll have to learn this. And I think that's what happened. I said, right, well, what's that there? He said, oh, that's a sparrow, that. I said, what sort of sparrow? He said, what do you mean, what sort? He said, well, there's another one there, what looks different. Oh, that stood near a tree, that's a tree sparrow. I said, what's this one? He says, well, this is a house sparrow. He said, well, I mean a cave sparrow. He says, because houses ain't been built yet. Well, fair enough, he says. What's that black one over there? And he thinks, well, that's a blackbird. All right. And there's one over there, kind of like pied markings on it, and it's wagging its tail. I think she's giving them me these, you know, you're making it easy for me. So, oh, that's a pied wagtail, that is. Oh, a pied wagtail. Hey, you're good at these, aren't you? It's great stuff, I'm making this up as I go along. The beggar was, though, he thought, I'm not going to remember all these, and he's going along, that's a thrush, that's a such and such, and he thinks there's only so many of these I can retain in memory. I think I'd better start writing them down. Of course, pen and paper not being available at the time. It was stone and chisel. And just pausing while I come and have a look over at the river to see if there's anything here. Water, obviously. You always found these in rivers. just seeing what animals are down here. Oh look, it's a current terrier. That's my dog. Yeah, so I mean this is the trick now, isn't it? Comes along, says, you know, I'm going to have to work out what these birds are and document them. So he's walking about and there he is with his rudimentary chisel and a rock. And he's jotting all these down. And yeah, that's how the first bird boot was invented. Of course, a lot of cavemen ended up with hernias carrying these things around. You know, it's quite ironic really that these pocket boots existed and they didn't even have pockets, they only had animal skins. So there we have it, that's how it came about. Has to be binoculars and telescopes and all that, they didn't have them at the time. If you wanted to know a particular bird, you either had to squint or you had to go closer up. But of course that was in the olden days. You know, you walked up to things if you wanted to see them. You know, you didn't need things to see so far away. I mean, the moon's up in the sky. How many miles away is that? You can see it. Yep. Anyway, that's been me ranting and rambling and coming up with my usual rubbish. I'm off skinner with the binoculars and the dogs to go bird spotting. So, until next time, bye for now.